Fear of public speaking. Well, I call it fear of judgment. And in today's episode, I'm going to put a whole new spin on what it really means to be afraid to use your voice, to be afraid of public speaking. And I'm going to give you some technique that will change everything. It might not be what you think it's going to be, but I think you're going to like this episode, and I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. Glad to have you on this voice journey. If there's any topics that you want me to do a podcast on, an episode on, email them over to me, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And for any of you that would be willing to take a moment and leave me a review for the show, it would help me so much in the search rankings, and I would be very grateful. All right, today we're going to go, we're going back to the beginning. I'm going back to the basics in a lot of these first episodes of 2019. And today I want to talk about fear of using your voice. You could call it fear of public speaking, because that's kind of the vein in which I'm going to talk about. We talked about the inability to use your voice a lot in the last episode on psychology of the voice. So if you're struggling to use your voice, to even use your voice, you might want to go back and listen to that episode. But today it's going to be more in the context of standing up and giving a presentation, doing a video, doing a podcast, and being afraid to use your voice. Very quickly, before I dive into the content, if you want to attend the free training on the 16th, live webinar, I'd love for you to join me. Link is in the show notes. And if you are interested, if you've worked with me before and you're interested in my advanced program, or if you want to get in on the first round of Voices of Success this year, jump on over to the website, click on the Work With Me tab, or email me directly, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com for any questions or information you need. Okay, so I don't even say fear of public speaking. I don't even call it that. I call it fear of judgment, because that's really what it is. It is really what it is. You're not afraid to speak publicly. You do it all day. And you might even be really kind of excited about getting up and doing that presentation or that video or that podcast. What you are really afraid of is the judgment. So I kind of tricked you, because today's episode really is more about fear of judgment. And judgment is real. You know, I used to teach, and I've probably told you this before, but I used to talk about judgment. I used to teach it this way, which was the way that I learned it. I'll never forget asking a mentor of mine at the time, Deanne, who I'd love to have on the show. You guys would love her. If I can get her, I'll get her on the show. And I don't know what we were talking about, but I rattled off, well, what are they going to think about me? And she looked at me with this funniest look. If you can see me right now, I'm making this look like, what are you talking about? And that's exactly what she said. Well, they're not. They're thinking about themselves. And I think that's so true. And I used to teach it this way, you know, that people aren't even thinking about you. They're not even judging you because they're so busy thinking about themselves, which is unfortunate, but true to many, many, many degrees. And then there's a couple of other factors here. And so I started teaching fear of judgment differently. One of the other things that I have seen year after year after year is that perception and reception can mess you up. You perceive you messed up. You perceive that we're not liking it because maybe we're just sitting there staring at you. But sometimes that perception is very, very wrong. In fact, I had a private client recently. He said to me, "All right, so first up, I'm just going to have to go with everything in my perception is just wrong. It's just, I cannot trust my perception." And this is true a lot in fear of public speaking, because it's possible that everybody's sitting there thinking great things about you. "Wow, I wish I could do that. Man, he is really good. Gosh, he's awfully interesting. She's really amazing." And it is our own perception, it is our own fear of judgment that is making us go, "Oh my gosh, they think I'm horrible. They don't want to hear what I have to say. Nobody wants to hear this." And that's all up in your head. And then there's a third piece. And this, you know, this is the best one. I mean, I think all of these things that I've said so far are true. I think sometimes people are literally so consumed with their own problems, their own lives, that they aren't even thinking about you. They don't even have the bandwidth to judge you. And then there's the ones that are thinking you did great. You're the only one that notices when you mess up, which, by the way, that's another part, you know, that we could talk about. When you mess up, chances are really, really, really good we don't even notice. But here's the third way we want to look at this fear of public speaking, fear of judgment. I was teaching this, we were working on fear in one of my groups a couple of years ago. And I did my spiel about, a few years ago, did my spiel about, well, they're not really judging you because they're not even thinking about you. And one of the group members looked at me and she said, "Well, I judge." And I thought, okay, you're right. I got to rethink this. I've got to refigure this. I got to research this a little bit. And when I discovered that, yes, indeed, she's right. We do. We all judge. You know, even sitting in traffic, like, what an idiot. You know, people out here, they do the craziest things. And I'm like, oh, whoa, I'm judging. So we do it in everything, not just public speaking, not just videos, not just, you know, we judge. She was right. In fact, I took a class and we were talking about judgment, and the teacher, and I've done this before too, I've done it in my groups, put a video up of Elvis. It was a video of him in the later years. He was heavier, clearly strung out, and ask everybody's opinion. And some people were like, "Oh my gosh, so amazing." And other people are like, "Horrible, looks horrible." You know, it ran the gambit. And he used this as a tool to say to us, if people are going to judge Elvis, one of the greatest musicians of all time, they're going to judge you. Because if they're going to judge Elvis and all these famous, cool, amazing, life-changing, trend-setting, you know, they're going to judge you. But here's the thing. So they are going to judge you. But what becomes important is that you realize it is literally, that judgment is literally coming from their own interpretation, their own filters, their own stories. It is not about you. And when you can wrap your mind around that, it will change your life. Because the chances are good that you're not getting visible the way you want to because of fear of public speaking, also known as fear of judgment. And when you realize that what they're saying is literally through their interpretation and it is about them, you are free to say and be what you need to say and be. Another really great story about this fear of what people think, and this made a huge impact on me years ago, was hearing Brené Brown talk about after her first TED Talk. You know, it was viewed by millions, and her therapist. If you haven't heard her talk about this, you should hear her talk about it. It's amazing. I'll try to do it justice, but after this first TED Talk, you know, all these comments, there was an article in USA Today about it, and everybody was commenting on it. And her therapist and her husband said, don't read the comments. And so she read the comments. And they were devastating. They devastated her. They were, because they were personal attacks. And when I've had, when I went through my whole nightmare ordeal of attack, it was all personal. It was about the way that I looked. It was all personal. And so she read the comments and it devastated her because the people were writing things like, less research, more Botox. And no wonder she's a shame researcher. Look at her. And so she got depressed and she turned on Downton Abbey and she spent the entire weekend watching Downton Abbey. And then when Downton Abbey was done, she didn't want to come back to reality. So she got on the internet and she searched something about what were the, you know, what were the clothes like in the time period of Downton Abbey. And something that came up, and I'm not sure if that's exactly what she searched, but she searched something about Downton Abbey because she didn't want to come back to reality. And one of the things that popped up was Teddy Roosevelt's Man in the Arena speech, which is amazing if you haven't heard it. And basically the gist of Teddy Roosevelt's Man in the Arena speech is that if you're not in the arena covered in blood and dirt like me, your opinion doesn't matter. And when she read that, it changed everything for her because those were the people that were, you know, and clearly those are the people that are judging, commenting. They're not in the arena. I think judgment a lot of times comes from envy and comparison and jealousy and so many things that are so beyond who we are and what we're doing. And we hand our power away to these people, and most of them aren't even in the arena. They're not covered in blood and dirt like we are. Now, I happen to believe that everybody's opinion does matter. Not their opinion, that everybody's voice does matter. But I also have a deep understanding of the people that are critical that aren't in the arena. And I take that information for what it's worth, and I take it in the context that they know they're not in the arena. And that's their filters. That's their interpretations. Now, here's something else. It is possible that you are putting out a product that is not the best version of you vocally. And you are getting a response that is lackluster. And therefore, you're going, well, I'm afraid of public speaking because the last time I did public speaking, or when I do a video, or when I do a podcast, or when I do whatever it is, I don't get a good response. I mean, people don't get it, and people don't understand what I'm saying, and people leave bad reviews, or people don't watch, or negative, 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 negative. So you're talking about this response, and all of this could be very, very true, and it's highly possible that you need to work on your voice and put a different product out, because that is how you will get a different response. But listen to this. Chances are excellent that the product that you are putting out, there is a way to adjust that with one simple move. What I find very often is that people are, and you've heard me talk about this, this is a big part of the problem with public speaking. People are dragging in the stuff from the past. Oh, that time I messed up. Oh, everybody looked at me like I wasn't any good. Oh, this, oh, that. You're dragging in the past. Or you are so completely and totally in the future about what are they going to think, and what are, you know, what are they going to do? And they might not think I'm any good, and they're probably definitely not going to think I'm any good. And if you would just stay in the now, you would have more vocal power. Because when you drag in the past and when you drag in the future, you get a whole lot of this, you know, kind of being really kind of playing small and really careful and all this kind of stuff, because you don't know, you don't really know what we're thinking. And so, you know, so leave it out. Be in the now. In the now is where you have power. And in the now is where everything changes. In the now, you can start revealing who you really are, and you're going to get a different response coming back to you. And then you're going to have a different past that you don't even need to drag in. I hope that made sense. I've seen it really, really shift things for the people that I work with. But let me ask you this. Here's an exercise you can do. And you may have heard me talk about this. What are you afraid of? What do you think you're afraid of? I want you to write down a list of everything you're afraid of about using your voice on video, using your voice in life, using your voice for a presentation, using your voice for a podcast, public speaking, fear of public speaking, fear of judgment, fear of using your voice. What are you afraid of? Write it all down. I'm afraid I'm going to forget the words. I'm afraid I'm going to sound stupid. I'm afraid I'm going to throw up like I did last time. I'm afraid nobody's going to listen. I'm afraid everybody's going to think I'm bad. Write every fear down. And then I want you to go line by line to every fear. And I want you to ask this question: is this true? And then I want you to answer that question. And I want you to answer it very, very honestly. Is this true? That they're all going to think you're horrible? And if the answer is no, you write no and you scratch through that item. And what you're going to find is there's a whole lot of no's. You're going to see a whole lot of no's, and that's going to put a whole new reality on things. Hopefully all these steps will. But that's going to put things in a real different perspective, that all these things that you thought you were afraid of really aren't even real. They're really not even going to happen. Now, there will be some most likely that are yeses. And you look at those and you say, okay, this is really true. What can I do to change it? What can I do to change it? And it might be prepare more. It might be write different notes. It might be get a voice coach. It might be, who knows what it might be. But it puts it all in the reality of perspective. I learned that, I learned that little technique actually had nothing to do with public speaking or fear of public speaking or fear of using your voice. It was really cool when I learned to do that because I was working with a coach years ago and I said something like, I can't do anything. I can't do anything. It's something like that, I said. And she said, oh, you can't do anything? And I said, yeah, I can't do anything. And she said, okay, write down everything you've done. And so I had to write down, she said, oh, you haven't raised a child by yourself. And oh, you haven't published 7 books. And oh, you haven't done this, you haven't done that. And I wrote all that down. And then from there, I had a really different perspective. And then she had me write down everything that I thought that I couldn't do and ask the question, is this true? And it was a real game changer for me. And I just really, I immediately took it and started using it in the perspective of people being afraid of using their voice. Is this true? Because so much of it isn't true. So much of it is in the past and in the future. But those yeses, now you can take action. Now you can do something about it because it's not this big old nebulous, I'm just afraid. Now you really laser in on what it is you're afraid of. And you can fix it or you can not fix it. You can work in the now and maybe check the things off the list later. But what becomes important here is that you stop playing small and you stop being afraid of things that you're afraid of and you start making a bigger impact with your message. You start doing the videos. You start doing the live presentations. You start doing the podcast interviews. You start speaking up in meetings. You ask for the promotion. You build better relationships. Whatever it is, you start taking action. Because the action and the putting the different product out is going to get the different response back. And that is the confidence you're looking for. This confidence thing that everybody's talking about. We always get on these buzzwords. Authentic. Authentic is just taking you back to you. confidence. Yeah, but everybody's giving you some kind of crazy solution about being confident. Confidence comes from putting a different product out, owning and revealing who you are and putting a different product out and getting a different response back. So stop playing small. Start playing bigger. Get away from the words. Connect to the message. Get out of your head and stop thinking about what we're thinking about. And here's the last, you know, here's another thing you can do. Ultimately, I want you to reveal who you are. I want you to get out of your head, stop thinking about the words, and show me who you are and show me how you feel through your voice, because that's going to make me feel something. That's going to allow me to connect with you and just talk to me. Just talk to me. It's almost a phenomenon, this fear of public speaking thing. Almost like, yeah, I've got that. Yeah, I go, well, that's a problem for me. And it might not even be a problem for you. It could all be in your head. In fact, the chances are quite excellent that it is all just in your head. But in 2019, or whenever you listen to this episode, you're going to run to the roar. Because the thing that you are afraid of is going to keep chasing you forever. I have lived that. I have seen it in my people, and I will swear by it that whatever you run from, and if it is fear of using your voice, fear of being on video, fear of podcasting, any of these things, it is not going to go away just because you're ignoring it and just because you're avoiding it. I'm not going to do any video. It's not going to take the problem away. It is time to run to the roar. And what I have found over the years is that if I am just willing to walk up to the roar, like just the willingness to even run there, the problem goes away. We sometimes just have to prove we're willing. And sometimes we have to be willing to be willing to be willing. That's how I always started because I'm so hard-headed. Not so much anymore, but in the early years, will you do this? No, I'm not doing that. Well, would you be willing to be willing to be willing to be willing to do it? Yeah, I'll do that. And little by little, I became willing to do things. So you just need to be willing to run to the roar, to do some of these things that I've listed in this episode and start using your voice, because this much I can guarantee you, someone is out there waiting to hear your message. You have a message. Everybody on earth does. Everybody doesn't necessarily use theirs in the way that they're supposed to, or use it at all, or even find it. But we're all here with a purpose. And we're all here with a message, and somebody is out there waiting for you to share your message. So I want you to run to the roar. I want you to write down what you're afraid of. I want you to ask the question, is this true? I want you to check those things off that aren't true. I want you to find help for things that are. I want you to stay in the now. I want you to get out of the past and the future, and I want you to put judgment in perspective. It's simply an interpretation. And then you might even consider working to stop judgment. I haven't completely eradicated judgment, but boy, I'm working on it every day. And I get an opportunity every day living in Los Angeles, just in the traffic. All right. So I hope that this has served you. I know that there are so many of you listening that are afraid to use your voice. That's why you're here. You want to sound better, but maybe you've got a little bit of fear even of really revealing who you are and using a lot of vocal variety. But it's time to run to the roar, because the things that you are putting in place to get the result that you want, like not revealing who you are and not speaking and all of that, they're never going to get you the result that you want, ever. All right. Well, that's it for today. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.